Support for this KQED podcast comes from Stanford's Master of Liberal Arts, a part-time program offering adults the opportunity to earn a graduate degree in interdisciplinary study. Information session October 1st, mla.stanford.edu.
Stories about the changes you don't see coming.
This is the dream that we all have, and it just happened to me.
That's On the Leap, a new podcast from KQED, launching October 6th.
This summer, I traveled from Oakland to Washington, D.C. for an academic conference. While there, I took a brief metro ride. In one way, the trip was short. In another, it was a 54-year journey. The metro station felt empty. I was alone, ready to reach my destination, the Cuban embassy, to see the vivid blue, white, and red of the Cuban flag. As I climbed the stairs, familiar sounds emerged. My native Spanish, not the distinctly Cuban styling I've known since birth, but Spanish nevertheless. I had arrived. The infant of hope, La Niñita de Esperanza, carrying a long-lost promise, imagining my paternal grandparents, cousin, aunt, and others who came with nothing, escaping the uncertainty of the Castro dictatorship in January 1962. 9 months before, the Cuban Missile Crisis brought us to the brink of nuclear war. 9 months later, the failed CIA-sponsored Bay of Pigs invasion sealed the destiny of separated families. My birth embodied the pivot point between the potential of a prosperous comradeship and what instead became over a half century of sequestration of Cubans from the U.S. I was 1 month old. I did not know why I could never meet my maternal grandfather, uncles, aunts, and cousins, or later why it took until 1982 to meet my beautiful maternal grandmother in the U.S. for one excruciatingly short time. I couldn't visit my parents' homeland, see their beloved Universidad de La Habana, El Malecón, El Hotel Nacional, the places where they courted and where their infamous love bloomed. Over a half a century later, and there it was, the flag partially raised above the newly opened embassy. Why was it at half-mast? A testament to our long-lost heritage, families, and connection to our past? The tears hit my cheeks, baptizing me. As I neared the building, I embraced the pain and truth of what could have been. Exhaling, I approached my symbolic home, the island I've always felt a part of, the furthest place to travel, just 90 miles away from Miami's Little Havana, where I visited often as the surrogate for a lost country. With a perspective, I am Gloria Aquino Sosa.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.